With the popularity of Atkins-style high-protein diets, snacks low in carbohydrates are in great demand. Rachel Buckman of member station WHYY visited the world's largest snack food expo in Philadelphia.
The annual Snackspo is a trade show geared towards snack makers. 180 exhibitors display spices, ovens, and conveyor belts at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in downtown Philadelphia. Manufacturers mill around the huge auditorium, sampling chips, crackers, and cheese curls. Several stop to watch a machine make single-serving bags. One of the hottest products this year is pork rinds. Rich Rudolph is president of Rudolph Foods, the world's largest manufacturer of the fried pig skins. He says his sales are up 30% this year, mostly because of the low-carb craze.
I know there's a lot of products that are being positioned as low-carb or less carbs, but we have zero carbs naturally. When people try pork rinds, they find them to be a good-tasting snack, and they stick to it. Even if they aren't on a low-carb diet anymore, they still eat our product because it tastes good.
Once the butt of many jokes, pork rinds are now turning up in gourmet food stores. Foods that use flour, like pretzels, are high in carbohydrates, and the manufacturers must find alternative ingredients if they want to sell to the low-carb crowd. Mark Moisey is an account manager for specialty foods with Archer Daniels Midland, an international supplier of corn and soy products.
Soy protein in itself is extremely hot right now because it does not contribute carbohydrate, as does wheat, glutens, and other items.
Traditional snack manufacturers like Kraft and Snyder's have created low-carb products to keep up with the trend. But the prevailing opinion at the 68th annual Snackspo is that low-carb snacks are also low flavor. Jerome Harden is president of Harden Foods, a new healthy snack company in Philadelphia. He's just swallowed a mouthful of soy chips.
Not very tasty. It doesn't have good mouthfeel towards the end after you chew it. You want a product that goes down well, that doesn't have any aftertaste. You want something that tastes good.
You're saying you needed a glass of water afterwards.
Ooh, yes, we did.
Still, Harden says he'll have to find some low-carb items to sell. It's just too big a market to ignore. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Buckman in Philadelphia.